I sold cupcake liners. I sold colorful tape. I sold necklaces. Nothing was a Shark Tank idea.
Yeah.
I watched one of my students sell rocks. I'm not kidding. She sold rocks and did over $13,000. It's really not about the product. It's totally about the process, learning how to do it.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
Let's get going. First off, thank you again for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.
From everything I've watched so far and listened, I really like you. I like what you're about. I can see the spirit, and it just comes out from you. You're a good person.
I try.
You're awesome. You're good. And I can see you're managing from, you know, being a wife, a mother, and a businesswoman is really awesome. That's sexy. And, you know, people want to be you and find out how to do it. So my first question for you is, what jumped out at me is you were a junior high teacher.
And I was.
You somehow came from being a junior high teacher to this building a four different businesses in the $4 million range. Like how did that all happen? What did you teach?
So I taught math and science, and I went the whole route that we were told you have to go to college, you have to get a degree so that you can be financially secure, right? So when I graduated, I worked my first month as a school teacher, got there early, stayed late. And then when they handed me my first paycheck, they said I qualified for government assistance. And I was like, wait a second, someone's been lying to me, because government assistance and financial security just don't typically go in the same sentence, right?
Right.
And so I had to figure out what to do. And being able to apply for government assistance meant I couldn't go out and buy books. So I had to go to the library. I didn't even have a cell phone back then. There's no way I could afford a cell phone. And so I just started learning and reading and found out that online was where I wanted to go. I started having babies and my husband was going to school. And so I knew I'd be moving. And so to get a job where you have to work up the ladder or open up a store, like I knew it just wasn't going to work for me. And so the online space was perfect. I could work in my pajamas. My kids could be at my feet. I could work during nap time. And so fast forward a few years, I started a blog with some friends, which is still going now. It's got just over 2 million Facebook followers.
Awesome.
And when we first started, we pitched in $125, and that was like diaper money. We were scraping the bottom of the barrel to get that. And we look back and laugh at it now, how that was just such a great investment. But when you start a blog, usually you don't make money for years. Like it is a long-term plan. And so we were making, I don't know, I actually think we were paying like 5 cents an hour to work because nothing was happening, right? And so I started reading about e-commerce, selling products online. And I was like, well, why don't I start that? You get money instantly. But then I looked around my makeshift office that I had and I didn't have products to sell. I didn't have money to go buy products. So I found some leftover crafting supplies and that was my very first product online. And so I sold it. And I was super excited and then realized, oh, I don't have anything else to sell. So the next day I found another product from a leftover kids party, put that up online and it actually didn't sell out. And I was like, okay, 50-50, we're still good here. And then the third day I tried it again and I didn't sell. And so I almost walked away. But I had that feeling of, Allison, don't stop. So put up another product. I don't even remember what it was that fourth day. And we ended up selling out. So it was at that moment that I had to decide if I was going to sit in the roller coaster ride or if I was going to stand on the sideline. So I got in and then the first year we'd hit a million and not even the second year we were in multiple millions of dollars just by starting by selling with products that I had that were literally headed to the trash can. And it's all about just being resourceful, using what you have, dusting off some stuff that you haven't used in a long time and selling it to get started. So when people are like, I don't have the money to do it, we're in an age of abundance. We've got stuff everywhere, or we can go to the local secondhand store and get stuff for a penny or dollars, right? And then turn it into cash. We have the resources to be able to start creating money. So that's where it started. And then about 8 years later, ended up selling that business and then started teaching. And that's where I'm at now. And it's my happy. I have so much fun watching other people do it. And that started out by, I taught my girls how to sell online. And they, when they were 10 and 13 years old, and I think it goes back a little bit to when you start something, you kind of second guess yourself and you're like, did I just get lucky? Was I a one hit wonder? Yeah. And so I took that same strategy and I gave it to my daughters. I mean, like junior high and elementary, they hadn't even set foot in high school, and they took that strategy and they went on to build their first six figures before wow. It happened in 9 months. That's and so amazing. I'm like, yeah, this process really works. So then I started teaching my sister and my friends, and they were all replicating the process. And then I was like, whoa, I've got to start teaching more people. And then that's when I started to teach online, and the results are phenomenal because it's not about products anymore. It's, you know, this, it's about the process, right?
Yeah.
It's about getting it out. It's about speeding up your journey. It's about getting it in front of the right audience. And so same thing, we just taught it, and it's been a wild ride. I'm not going to lie.
That's so exciting. I love the story about your kids. That hit home. That, you know, it reminds me of the commercial when the iPad came out, and you'd see a three-year-old playing with the iPad. And, you know, that's what was just an adult would look at it and be like, okay, if a three-year-old can play with this thing, then I can do it. And it was such a great message. And it's just, you have the ability to show people that an 11 and a 13-year-old was able to, in less than a year, make $100,000. And now you have all these people out in the world that are just, they maybe didn't grow up with the internet. Maybe they don't understand it. They're intimidated by it. And it's not that hard, right? It's just going through that process and finding the right people and hanging out with the right people that have found success. And
it is.
Right? It's it is. You know the path. You just have to consume your content, and you know, it ain't easy. It's hard work, right? But you're learning something that you can use forever.
It's totally true. And it's finding those secrets. A lot of people come back and say, Allison, where did they come up with the idea? Did they have this new Shark Tank idea? I'm like, why would they need a Shark Tank idea? You just sell what's already selling.
Right.
Don't go the hard route and hope that you're like, invest money, your retirement or your kids' college saving, and hope that something sells.
Totally.
Sell something that is already selling.
So it's funny you mentioned that, because I was just recently talking about that in my challenge and talking to my group. And do you know what the number one selling product on Shark Tank is all time?
No clue.
It's a sponge.
What?
It's a sponge, right? So to your point, it's not about recreating a wheel. Someone took a sponge, you know, the sponge with the happy face. I forget what it's called, but they just took what was working and tweaked it and fixed some of the issues that people had, the objections that people had about the sponge, and made it a little bit better. And it's the highest grossing product on Shark Tank.
Yay! So
to your point, you don't have to recreate the wheel. You don't have to be somebody that's an inventioner, or you just have to go and find what's working and then find the people that want to buy it, right?
But that's exactly it. And it saves you a lot of time. It saves you a lot of money. It saves you a lot of gray hair. It saves you a lot of wrinkles. I sold cupcake liners. I sold colorful tape. I sold necklaces. Nothing was a Shark Tank idea.
Yeah.
I watched one of my students sell rocks. I'm not kidding. She sold rocks and did over $13,000. It's really not about the product. It's totally about the process. And people get so stuck on the product. And I'm like, no, it's the process. It's learning how to do it.
Yeah, I think if one thing I would ask you that I think the audience would want to know is, because the selling part is, I think, is the easy part. I think it's the insecurity of putting yourself on the internet and creating your tribe, because you're creating a relationship with your customers. And when you do that, they trust you. And when they trust you, they're going to buy from you, right? So the process of, if somebody's afraid to do that, what would you recommend to them?
So this is why I love e-commerce so much. It's naturally, I'm an introvert. And so putting my face out there, I would have never done that 10 years ago. That's just not me. And so I actually could hide behind my computer screen and not have my face out there. So if they're like, Allison, your cupcake liners, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, well, that's the cupcake liner's fault, not my fault. So I was able to kind of separate from it. And of course, I would look at my product and be like, okay, are they just having a hard day and taking it out on my cupcake liners or whatever the product was, right? Or does my product need to be improved? And so that's why I love e-commerce so much, especially for newbies, is you can kind of hide behind your product until you start to build that confidence. Like Taco Bell, think about Taco Bell. Do they have an actual face that comes in? No, it's Taco Bell's tacos with personalities, right?
Yep.
And so I, being able to have a product to, I don't know, it's like a comfort blanket, like Linus's blanket and Peanuts, right? Like that was his comfort. When you're getting into the online world, your product can be your safety blanket until you're ready to put your face out there. And I've got people that never want to put their face out there. Like my girls, I didn't want them on Instagram or Facebook. Yeah. No way. They were too young. It just wasn't the right time for me as a mom to have to start monitoring their accounts. And so they weren't there. Yeah, they had pictures of themselves in scarves, right? But they weren't seeing the whole side of social media that can be so scary.
Yeah.
Especially as a mom, trying to monitor your kids when it's first coming out.
I understand that.
Literally your face does not have to be on anywhere on your sites.
Yeah, that's cool. So you have this 0 to 100K training.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about that and tell us about your Because I Can clan.
All right. So 0 to 100K. So when I taught my daughters how to do it, and then my sister, and then my friends, and I had this feeling, Allison, okay, you've proven it so many times that not only you can do it, but that other people can do it as well. I was like, well, what can I call it? What if I call it the 0 to 1 million program? I don't know if people believe it, right? And my girls didn't do that. They were super happy with six figures. Like, what 10-year-old?
Yeah.
Right? She can't even comprehend that much money. So we actually just hid it in a savings account for her. We had to compare it to babysitting hours. And then she's like, oh, that would be a lot of diaper changes, right? So like that was such a big number for her. And I'm like, okay, if they're feeling that way, I bet other people are feeling that way. So let me just help build their confidence. Let me show them that they can go from zero to their first dollar. And then we actually celebrate it because, you know, have you ever worked through something and you've put a lot of energy and effort into it, and then you go tell your best friend and your best friend looks at you cross-eyed and you're like, they're like, seriously? Whatever. Especially if you're like, I just made my first dollar online. They're like, woohoo. You got a long way to go before you get rich. And they don't see all the mind games that you had to play with yourself, or the vulnerability, or the accountability, or the waking up at 5 a.m. to start your website before you went to work or took your kids to school or whatever it may be, right? They don't see all that work. Yeah. And so I've created a family of entrepreneurs that are starting where we can come in and celebrate. So we always celebrate you on your first dollar. We celebrate you on your 10,000th dollar, your 50,000th. Then when you get to your 100, and then I've had lots of people go on and get their million, and we are just screaming from the rooftops there. So I wanted to come online and show people that it is believable, because it is showing. And that's my personality is not to like go lay on a Lamborghini and, you know, like I'm laying on my minivan picking up Cheerios. Like that's my life. And that connects with people more because it's more of a mom's reality, right?
Sure, it's real.
And so I wanted people to believe in themselves again, that they could get this with the mini wins to build their confidence to go after those big wins. When I first started, I think I made about $200. Yeah. And I was like, what? This is amazing. And oh, so that totally built my confidence, right?
Oh yeah.
Those little tiny wins is
that first sale is amazing. It's like, oh my God, someone bought something. Woo. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, dancing around the house and your family's looking at you like, what is going on?
She made $3. Woo!
But that's the first $3 that's going to lead you to your million.
Sure.
Right. So it's my job. It's my mission to not only show people how to do it, but to give them the expectations, like the real expectations, right? Of let me help you get in and make that first dollar. Great. You made the first dollar and let's start automating it so it can start compounding over and over to get you to your first 100. Then when you get to your first 100, then let's talk the millions, because that's when, if you can get your first 100, then millions is more believable.
Sure.
So that's why I call it to the 0 to 100K. And then our community is called the Because I Can. Why? Because we can do this. Like, our generation now is living, like, we've already basically won the lottery. We're carrying around our cell phones that are money makers. We have all the information ever. Like, we don't even have to go get the big encyclopedias down from off the bookshelf anymore, right? We just flip to a YouTube and just start learning.
Totally.
And consuming. And then we have to take that information and start implementing. And you can set up, you can sell stuff on Facebook right off your phone with the camera. And so we just have all these resources. So why can we do this? It's because we can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And to your point, it's not just the result on the outside. It's the internal transformation of you actually realizing it's possible. And that's what's so powerful. And what's really cool is that you've created this community that is just not necessarily you, but there's support everywhere. There's people that are just talking to one another and collaborating and giving ideas to one another if someone needs help, right? And that's the power in people and you know, just being able to avoid mistakes and see success and move forward, right?
So are you in the Facebook group? Have you seen it?
I just joined the Facebook group, so I'm going to start checking it out.
Facebook group is, when I started, I wanted to create something that I wish I would have had when I got started. And it's a sounding board. And we just looked at 2019 numbers. We have a 95% activity rate.
Wow. That's serious. It's a
lot of engagement. Mind blowing. Yeah. Because people,
it's a life of its own.
It is. People come in and are like, what do you think about this logo? Or, hey, I have this cell and it's not quite doing very well. Can you give me some feedback? And then people give feedback. And then people are like, hey, I'm kind of scared about opening this bank account here. Is this the right bank account? They're like, no, this is the right bank account over here. And so it's just a place to ask questions to give you that extra level of comfort that you're not alone in this journey. You don't have to sit on that roller coaster by yourself. You got a friend in the next seat that's screaming up and down right along with you.
And that's the coolest thing, is that you could do that anywhere in the world, right?
Anywhere in the world.
Sitting on a beach talking to your community and everybody's there helping one another. And it's, you could be a mom who's taking care of your kids, or you could be a traveler who's just roaming the world and, you know, living life and living free. But bottom line is, the internet has created this opportunity, and people are lucky that you chose to start teaching what you know to the world. So that's awesome. So if you had to give any advice to the people listening here, how to get started, what would that be?
So here's my biggest piece of advice. Okay. So it actually started when I started working out and I got up at 5:30 in the morning. Like, I don't even know why 5:30 in the morning exists. Like, it shouldn't, right? We should all be sleeping. We should all be comfortable. Right. But to get a workout in, I know I've got to get up at 5:30. I know I want to be healthy. I know I want to, you know, when I get old, be able to play with my grandkids. And I know it starts now to live this long, healthy life, right? Yep. And so I had made a decision. All right, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to be healthy. So when I get up in the morning, my brain is like, Allison, if you walk across the street to the gym, you could get hit by a car. You probably should stay in bed. Allison, if you get out of bed, you could probably slip and fall down the stairs and die, right? Your brain starts going haywire to try and convince you to stay in your nice, comfortable, warm bed that's familiar. It doesn't want you to get out there and grow and live your dreams. It wants you to stay comfortable. So my biggest tip, if I could push this on as many people, and it sounds so opposite because I am a teacher, but I tell them after they've decided, stop thinking, because your brain is going to try and talk you out of it. When you are about to go and put your first product out into the world, you are going to think of every single excuse. Your brain is just going to start going a million miles a minute to say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And you have to say, brain, silence, I'm moving forward. And the more times that you are silencing those thoughts that are not helping you get to your goal, the better you get at it. So now I'm getting up at 5:30 in the morning. I don't think. I'm like, oh, I'm at the gym. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You learn to silence that, the part of your brain that tries to talk you out of improving your life. So that's my biggest tip, is stop thinking. Isn't that so crazy that a teacher says that?
It's great. I think there's a lot to be said about that. And listen, if anybody's feeling it, go check Allison out. 0 to 100 in 9 months from an 11 and 13 year old. So if they can do it, there's no reason why you can't, right?
Do it. Let's do it.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on today. It was so much fun
talking to you. Thanks for having me.
So cool. You got so many cool things going on. So good luck with everything else. And I guess I'll see you at Funnel Hacking Live in a few weeks, right?
Woohoo! Front and center.
Cool. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Eric.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.